I brought an illustration along with me this morning, a visual aid for my message. Aha, aha, that's right. This is an anchor. I wonder, do you two boys know what an anchor is for? Any ideas? Do you know where we find one? Over here? Do you know where you find an anchor? Should we say it together? On a ship or on a boat. That's right, you knew that one as well, didn't you, Joe? Well done. Yeah. An anchor. Now, why does a ship need an anchor, do you think? Yeah? To stop it, that's right. Because an anchor would be really heavy, made of iron or metal. And this is a really flimsy plastic. Oh, you couldn't do much with this, could you? This is very fragile and this would break very easily. But a proper anchor on a ship would be much bigger and heavier, sometimes as big as me and as wide as that. So anchors can be very big, or they can be small if the boat is small, but they are strong. And an anchor would have a rope or a metal chain, and it would be lowered down from the ship or the boat right down under the water, right down to the bottom of the seabed. And an anchor has got these wonderful hooks, and that would hook in to the seabed, and then the line, the rope, or the chain would become stretched, and it would hold the boat steady. And that's important because there are times when the sea that the boat is on becomes very rough and stormy. And it's possible that without the anchor holding it grounded into the seabed, that it would drift, blown by the winds, and it could end up on a hidden reef, rocks, under the sea, and it could end up even shipwrecked, which is when it gets a hole in the boat and it sinks and lives could be lost. So anchors are often hidden, but very important. Very important. Now, it's no surprise that the anchor has been a symbol of the Christian faith for many, many years. In fact, you can probably see the cross shape there, can't you, in the anchor. And in fact, the word anchor sounds like the Greek word in kyrio, which means in the Lord. So we can see how the anchor became a symbol for the Christian faith. I was in the boys' brigade and we used to sing a hymn. Can anybody think what that hymn is? Will your anchor hold? He was in the boys' brigade, Margaret. Yes, so he would have sung it many times as well. So it imagines ourselves as like the boat on the sea. Sometimes we face the storms of life because as Christians, we know that we're not exempt or left out of those challenges and those storms and those illnesses and the sadness and the bereavement and the difficulties in relationships. That comes to us as well at times. But we're like the boat, and without Jesus, without God, we can drift and we can hurt ourselves and be shipwrecked and sometimes go beneath the waves. But we say we have an anchor in Jesus who keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows, which is the waves, roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love. And that's a wonderful promise for us today, that we are in the Lord, that our lives are secure in Jesus. Whatever storms may come, whatever this year will hold, our lives are hooked into God by his promises. Now, I mentioned that you need a rope or a chain. Now, we know that the anchor can be strong. It can be on the seabed. But we know that there are sometimes divers who go under the sea and they find anchors on the seabed. And they're not attached to anything. And that tells me that at some point, the rope or the chain has broken. Because it's one thing for the anchor to be strong, but you need it to be fastened to the boat strongly, don't you? And I think there's a lesson in that for us today as we renew our covenant. Because that covenant is the chain, the rope, that holds us from God into our lives. That's the covenant. And it's fastened strongly to our lives, so that when the storms come, not only is the anchor firm, but because we have God's promises and covenant, it is unbroken. It remains part of our lives. But that only happens when we choose to. Jesus said in the Bible reading, "Abide in me, remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches, remain in me." Sometimes we know we can go our own way. We can forget God. But we're always called back saying, remain in me, remain in my love. And we do that by committing ourselves to worship together, to reading our Bibles, to prayer and fellowship and study. And that all helps us keep the chain attached to our lives and to Jesus. So there's the picture for us today, the anchor. We're hooked into God. We're safe and secure in his love. Thanks be to God. Amen.